And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month, Nisan, March, April, of the second year, 2514 AH 1528 BC, after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at its appointed season. On the 14th day of this month, at evening, you shall keep it in its appointed season, according to all its rites, and according to all its ceremonies, you shall keep it. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, Nisan, March, April, at evening, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord Jehovah commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. And those men said to him, We are defiled by the dead body of a man. Why are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of the Lord Jehovah in its appointed season among the children of Israel? And Moses said to them, Stand still, and I will hear what the Lord Jehovah will command concerning you. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean because of a dead body, or be on a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover to the Lord Jehovah. The 14th day of the second month, April, May, at evening they shall keep it, and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it, according to all the ordinances of the Passover they shall keep it. But the man who is clean, and is not in a journey, and does not keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people because he did not bring the offering of the Lord Jehovah in its appointed season. That man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall live among you, and will keep the Passover to the Lord Jehovah, according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to its manner, so shall he do, you shall have one law, both for the stranger, and for him who was born in the land. And on the day that the tabernacle was raised up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely, the tent of the testimony. And at evening there was upon the tabernacle as it were the appearance of fire, until the morning. So it was always. The cloud covered it by day, and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed. And in the place where the cloud stayed, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord Jehovah they pitched their tents. As long as the cloud stayed upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord Jehovah, and did not travel. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, they stayed in their tents, and according to the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, they traveled. And so it was, when the cloud stayed from evening until the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they traveled. Whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken up, they traveled. Or whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud stayed upon the tabernacle, remaining upon it, the children of Israel stayed in their tents, and did not travel. But when it was taken up, they traveled. At the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, they rested in the tents, and at the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, they traveled. They kept the charge of the Lord at the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, by the hand of Moses.